We are in the final week of Sfirat HaOmer, the week of Malchut, Baruch Hashem. Since we missed some of the classes, so we'll very quickly recap or go through Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferet. Tonight, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to read Tiferet, but we missed the Chesed and the Gvura. So, first of all, the entire week, we spoke about it on Shabbat, is a week of leadership, what's called Manhigut. I mean, we all need to be kings. Malchut is the king. And it's a week of about being a leader. Now, in general, who wants to be a leader? Everybody wants to be a leader at some point. Now, it either will come out in a negative way when we try to overpower other people, to rule people, to control people, and it can come in a positive way. But nevertheless, deep down inside, we all possess in us this desire to be a leader. Everybody wants to lead. Maybe some people are more leaders, less leaders, but at the end of the day, there's a quality that we all possess. Why? Because we are an image of Hashem. We are Tzelem Elokim. And if Hashem is a leader, then must be that I have it in me. Because I am created in God's image. It's called a Tzelem Elokim, which means whatever Hashem has, I have. Whether it's coming out to the surface or not, that's a whole different story. That doesn't mean I don't have it. Since the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a leader, he's the leader of the world, it must be that I possess this power of leadership in me. It all depends how it comes out. Now, needless to say, that in order to be a real leader, it has to be done in the right way, in a more corrected way. What is the right term? There's Metzorah Metukenet. There's a tikkun there. Unfortunately, we now. I'm sure most of you are viewing live the announcement of the embassy in America, the American embassy in Jerusalem, and you see a lot of leaders there, and that's where you see the leaders that are the fake leaders. There's some real leaders. I mean, I took a glimpse. I saw it came at the end, so I just saw the goodbyes. But you look inside, you see a lot of leaders, a leader of that party, a leader of this party, a leader of his. So there are leaders that are the real leaders and there are leaders that are fake leaders. Now, needless to say, any type of leadership has to be done in a way that is corrected, in a tikkun. There's a tikkun there. Now, if the motive is negative, and what does it mean negative? It will come from ego, it will come from power. It will come from the desire to control. This is coming from a negative way. Many people want to lead because they want to have the power. They want to have the upper hand. If I'm the leader, I run the shots. I call the shots here. But this is, if it's coming from a negative place, that what will drive me is power, ego, and so forth, then nothing good will come out of it. This is not the leadership that we're talking about. This is the, unfortunately, the quality of leadership that comes out into people in a very negative way. They want to control another person's life. You see that in something as personal as marriage, where the husband or the wife wants to control the other person, or the leader of the house, can be again, the husband or the wife wants to control everybody in the house. And then it can be in a job, and it can be in a community. When it comes in a very negative way, it only comes from power, control, and ego. Now, we spoke about it a few times, we never got into the depth of it, but the teachings of Kabbalah explains that before this world was created, was another world that is referred to as the world of chaos, Olam HaTohu, and in this world were seven kings. And these kings, they wanted, each one of them wanted to rule. It says in the Torah, Ani Emloch, I will be the ruler here, I will be the king here. What does the Torah says later on? Vayimloch vayamot. Vayimloch vayamot. It says, and he had control, he was the king, and then he died. And he was a king, and then he died. Why? Because this came in a very destructive way. What's caused in the spiritual realm, what's called Shvirat HaKelim. Because the control came in a destructive way. It came with too much power. When something comes with too much power, the result will be destructive. Any way you're going to look at it, when there's too much power, even if it's something good, too much of it, it will be destructive. So previous to this world, when the world of chaos, the world of Tohu, these kings, that they wanted to rule the universe. But it came from a place of ego, a place of I want to control. I don't want to share or want somebody else to control. I want to control. This is ego. This is the power. And of course, the result was destructive, what caused the breaking of the vessels. And needless to say, nothing good came out of that. If you want to look at the positive aspect of it, then the way I want to rule or to control is not to control you, is to better for you, is to make it better for you. That's the real leadership. A real leader is not that you serve me, is that I serve you. Look at David HaMelech, look at Shlomo HaMelech, look at our real leaders, look at Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a real leader, that he cares about you, not me. That's the real leadership. When it comes from ego and the desire to control, that's applying in a very negative way. But when it's applied in a very positive way, then there is no me here, is you. And how can I make it better for you? How can I make your life better? How can I make your situation better? And that's a real leader. Now again, you don't have to be a Moshe Rabbeinu or Trump or Netanyahu. This is not what I'm talking about. Even in your own domain, you are a leader. What type of a leader are you? Are you controlling your wife and kids? Are you controlling your employees in a power because you have power? You know where you see it. Sometimes you see that they take a person that comes from a very low place. They give him a position. Suddenly, he has control. And you see that sometimes in airports or in different forces, that suddenly a nobody gets a position and now he can control you. This is called Eved Veimloch, that he's a slave. Suddenly they give him the wand to be the king. Now he doesn't do it in the right way. Rather, he abuses the power. So the positive way of applying the leadership power, this is when I care about you and not about me. This is the general idea in Chesed Sheba Malchut, that it's coming from the kindness and the love and the beauty of the power of leadership. But right after that, then comes the Gvura of Malchut. Now, if you want to quickly conclude the Chesed of Malchut and to find some way of applying it in my life, is to understand that I do have these powers in me of a leader, but it has to be applied to give it to other person, to lashpia, to benefit somebody else. So I have to find who in my life I can actually be their leader. It can be my kids, it can be my wife, and it can be my employees, and it can be whoever I want it to be. But how am I applying this leadership? By controlling them or by lefech, giving them and bettering them? If I'm the leader in my household, that if I'm the strongest, that I should be the one who's carrying the heavy things, not the rest. Sometimes you see a family, the husband gives orders, the husband, the father, you carry this, you carry that. You're the strongest one. Why are you giving the little kids to carry stuff? Or you see the woman carrying all the suitcases and he with his nice suit. So nevertheless, this is one example out of many. How are you applying your leadership powers? Are you giving or are you taking? When it comes to Gvura, Gvura, there's many ways how to look at the power of Gvura. Specifically, when Gvura is mixed with Malchut, it has a very unique power. And this unique power is called concentration, or you can call it focus. And when you apply Gvura that is attached with the Sfira of Malchut, is how are you able to focus this power? Some people have a lot of power, they don't know how to focus it. Look, for example, in the world of the martial arts, how do you think they break bricks and tiles and bottles? It's only focus, only concentration, and then the power, it comes out with such a force that allows the human, bless you, to break something that seems unhuman. How can you do such a thing? So We all possess unbelievable powers in us. We just don't know how to focus them. Most people, they have zero ability with concentration and focus. They all over the place. To find a person that is very, very organized and knows how to control his time, his thoughts, his actions, his words, it's a very, very, very unique character trait. But nevertheless, we all have that. You just need to know how to focus your power. Most people are very, they're so unorganized, then they'll have a 9-hour day of work, they'll won't be so productive in those 9 hours. Because they work for 10 minutes, then they check the email, then they check their WhatsApp, suddenly they call a phone call and they're all over the place. And they're not productive. And some people, they know how to focus their energy and they'll do in 2 hours what somebody else will do in 10 hours. Specifically, the combination of Gvura of Malchut is to know how to take this power of concentration, of focusing, and to know how to use it the right way. And everybody has that. You just need to know how to do it. Nevertheless, too much love or only love is not good in any situation. Has to be the power of Gvura, the power of a contraction or the limitation. But and this is where you see that Gvura is really a completing chesed, because too much chesed is not good. It has to be the power of control, the power of Gvura. Now, amazingly, in a few days, we're going to celebrate the holiday of Shavuot. Shavuot is the holiday when we were giving the Torah. You know how the Torah was given? Mipi HaGvura. The Torah was given from Gvura. That's how it says. Mipi HaGvura shamanu et Aseret HaDibrot. We heard the Aseret HaDibrot from the power of Gvura. But nevertheless, the Torah is full of chesed. So how is the chesed being able to be given to us? Only if there's Gvura. Only when there's a focus of power. Now, if you have unbelievable power, physical power or emotional power, but you don't know how to focus it, your power is worthless. This is a mess. And again, taking the same same example of what I said with martial arts, with breaking something, or with it can be even in meditation. You have unbelievable power, but it's not concentrated. It's way too, I don't know if they're scattered, that's the word, thank you. I was about to say evaporated, but the power is too scattered. We need to know how to gather the power that I have in me in such a concentrated way, but in a very monitored way, that it's coming out in a very positive way. This is the Gvura of Malchut, is to know how to take this unbelievable power of Chesed, but to contract it and to put it in a very focused way. That way, I'm able to apply it in a much, much better way. And like I said, the Torah, as full as chesed it is, it was given from the side of Gvura. So nevertheless, the Gvura and the chesed, they complete each other. Now, how is that to if I want to apply it in something practical? I need to know how to take all my goodwill, my good thoughts, my desires that are all positive. It's called Ratzon Tov. I have a Ratzon in me, a desire and a will. Some of it is for good things and some of it is for not good things. Sometimes I know people that they, I wish I had a lot of money, I would do so much charity with it. Okay, but you don't have the money right now. Why can't you do the charity without the money? Because you don't have money. Doesn't matter. You can do charity with your time. You can do charity with your whatever it is, with your car, it doesn't matter. So sometimes I have a lot of ratzon tov, I have a desire, but nothing happens there. The Gvura Shebe Malchut is to know how to concentrate it, to focus it, so actually something happens from that. To want something, a lot of people, if you want to take it to a completely different direction, a lot of people, they have the desire to stop doing something that is not so good. Whatever it is right now. They have the desire, but nothing happens. Can be something as bad as drugs, alcohol, smoking, gambling. It can be things that are much less than that. But nevertheless, having the desire, that's very nice of you. But if you don't know how to focus it, in order to apply it, this desire is worthless. So the practically saying is to focus on something that I have a good desire, ratzon tov, but to know how to focus it in order so I can actually apply that. Now, if I have a lot of goodwill and nothing is done, it's worthless. And you can have a lot of good intentions. You can have amazing intentions to wake up tomorrow in the morning and show up to the minyan. But your intentions are worthless if you actually don't do it. If you don't gather the good will and the desire, and you actually make yourself get up. So what good is it that you have a good intention? We still need you in the minyan. So practically saying is you have to concentrate and to find where do I have a good will, a desire, but I'm not applying it. And I'm not doing anything with it. And then to know how to focus it into a way that I actually apply it. Now comes the third of the triangle, which is Tiferet, what we're going to be reading tonight, Bezrat Hashem, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the head of the month. And we mentioned that Tiferet is beauty. Now what is the beauty of Malchut? The beauty of Malchut is harmony. When things are relaxed, when things are working out and things are working in a very harmonious way. Now, the right way, when you know how to empower the Malchut within you, the result will be is to reveal this beauty. And like I said, we all possess these midot, we possess these character traits. I just need to know how to bring it out to the surface. So the right way of applying Malchut within me is that I know how to reveal this beauty, that everything is harmony, everything is good and well. Now, Malchut is also can be called as Melech. Melech is a king. I mean, Malchut is a kingship, a kingdom, but comes from the root Melech. Melech is an acronym of Moach, Lev, Kaved. Moach is a brain, Lev is a heart, and Kaved is a liver. If a person has harmony between these three, then the person will function the right way. Physically healthy, emotionally healthy, mentally healthy, and so forth. That's what differentiates us from animals, that with animals, the heart, the liver, and the brain are horizontal. Humans, it's vertical. Brain, heart, liver. That's what makes us different than an animal. That's why animals don't know how to control their emotions or their instincts. A human, I mean, most humans also don't know how to control their emotions and their instincts and their desires. But a malchut that is in an organized way, or more to say, b'tzura metukenet, that is a tikkun here, then you have this hierarchy. Everything in the world has hierarchy. If there's no hierarchy, then it will be anarchy. That's how you say anarchy, right? So if there's no hierarchy, then it will be anarchy. So I need to know how to balance that my moach, heart, liver are one above the other. And the right way is that my brain is refers to my intellect. My heart refers to my emotions. And my liver is referred to my physical needs. We all have physical needs, whatever it is. I need to know how to, with my intellect, with my sechel, to control my emotions and to control my physical needs. This is the way I reach to harmony. And this is the tiferet of Malchut, that I'm able to bring out the beauty of the Malchut. Why? Because I'm able to control. I'm able to control my emotions. I know it's not easy to control emotions. Sometimes you're overexcited, sometimes you're depressed, you're sad, you're angry, you're disappointed. But nevertheless, even with all these bad character traits, emotions of disappointment and sadness, depression, you still need to know how to control that, because there's a higher power that is causing the disappointment or the depression, sadness, and so forth. So the beauty of Malchut is when a person is able to take his emotions and his needs and control them. With emotions, it's much harder. But with the needs, that's a much easier task. You need to control your physical needs. I mean, what kind of a person can control his needs? A person that, again, that there's no harmony in the system. An animal can control its needs. If you can control your physical desire, urges, and needs, this is not the correct way to conduct yourself. So the beauty, the tiferet of Malchut, is to know how to align it the right way, that the moach, shalit al-lev, the mind is controlling the heart, and of course controlling the the kaved, and this is the beauty of malchut, is the harmony. Now, practically, I mean, again, we like taking everything practically, even though very soon we're finishing this whole 7-week hard work of ours. But nevertheless, this should take with us for the rest of the year. We're not, so what if the Omer is done? Go and look at, take the classes and apply that. How do you practically apply the tiferet of Malchut, the beauty of Malchut? That you have to be aware how to listen to the needs, but for somebody else. Their physical and emotional needs. I barely know how to control my own, but I don't need to control yours. But I need to listen to your needs and to your emotions. This is how I practically apply Tiferet of Malchut. That I, whether it's my wife, my kid, my neighbor, a stranger in the street that is standing next to me in the bus stop, whatever it is. Everybody has emotions and everybody has needs. Most people, if you're going to come and tell me right now I'm depressed, I need to hear this guy's headache. I need to now hear that somebody's now bothering me because he has an emotional problem. And needless to say, their needs. How many times people turn around to you and you brush them off right away because you don't feel like dealing with somebody else's needs or their emotion. So practically to apply that, this is the real leader, by the way. We're talking about the week of leadership. You want to take charge, you want to become a leader. Hashem will constantly bring people to you to share with you their emotions. And for whatever reason, I don't know why they chose you, but they chose you to tell you how they feel today. I'm sad today, I'm excited today, I'm depressed, whatever it is. So instead of shooing somebody off, wait a little bit, listen, say, oh, wait a minute, I have an opportunity here to a little bit work on my Tiferet Sheba Malchut. To listen to somebody else's emotions and needs, and this is how you become a real, true leader, is because you care about somebody else and not yourself. And most people, they like talking, they don't like listening, unless you get $500 an hour as a shrink, and you can listen, ooh, $500 an hour, I would listen to everybody. But nevertheless, but we don't get that amount of money. So, but still, we need to know how to become a leader. And the leadership here is to, wait a minute, other people sometimes just need to get something off their heart. And maybe I'm the one. Maybe I'm the one that will take it. And you never know. You might be a good source of inspiration. Or if you do, if you approach this transaction or this encounter already in a negative way, I don't want to hear your head, your problems, then you're already blocking it. Nothing's going to happen. But if you seize the opportunity and a person approaches you, they already want to tell you what they're going through or their needs, and you humble yourself and you say, okay, let me listen to this person. I'll give him 2-3 minutes. Let me see. You never know. You might turn to be a very powerful source of inspiration or solution, and then you become a leader. You become mamash a tzelem eloki. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to listen. I mean, when you have issues and you want to talk to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you want him to listen. You go to the Kotel, you knock there, hello. Hello, everybody's putting their notes there. So what do you think Hashem wants? He's going to brush you off? How many times when you are in need, you talk to the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Same way, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the leader, is the king of the world. If he has time to listen to you, so much more so, I have time to listen to somebody else. And I need to know how to empower this Tzelem Eloki in me. And that's why this week is a very powerful week. It's the week when we conclude all the Sfirot. Everything funnels into the Sfirah of Malchut. And I need to know how to bring it out to the surface, because that's going to make me a real human being, a real Adam. Why? Because I'm created in the image of Hashem. So, Mezad Hashem, we have to take this week seriously and to know how to apply it. And needless to say, even though the period of the Omer is over, it doesn't mean that homework is done and you go on a summer vacation for 11 months now. Rather, take this all this approach and to constantly recycle it, rinse and repeat and rinse and repeat. Why? Because this is what really defines you as a human and not as a chas v'shalom, an animal or something worse than that. We want to refine ourselves. The whole point is to reach to a level of tikkun, whether it's my own tikkun, tikkun of the society, or the ultimate tikkun of the tikkun of the world. And that can only happen when I know how to apply that in a practical way.